Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're going to have a wonderful day today.
Down here.
gonna be here for the rest of my life.
Can you feel the positive energy coming through here just for you? Population is always in the news, and everywhere it's become quite a problem. And there's a restaurant that opened up in London called Fat Macy's, and they've put together a program where they're training people and helping them to get off the street. And this model was devised by Meg Dougherty while working with young people at the London YMCA. And she saw how the benefits of a system trapped people in temporary accommodation and by cutting their support when they started working. So her approach has been the potential to expand nationwide and for customers to do something good. All they need to do is eat a meal, and it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. around town. Can't tell all the people. Mess around with my wife. Got me mad. Cause I'm bad. Like a dream game.
Hundreds of tiny homes have appeared in Los Angeles for homeless people to live in. And Los Angeles is the latest city to experiment with microhomes, which provide safe accommodation for homeless people while they're trying to get on their feet. This is called the Chandler Street Tiny Village, which opened in February. They are prefabricated little houses. And the Alexandria Park home village is capable of holding 200 residents. And, you know, Los Angeles has had a really bad problem with homeless people having to camp out in tents. And this is just really wonderful, you know, with the cabins that they've put together here and these villages. It's just amazing what people can do when they come together and do good things for everyone that is in need.
Don't care where you go, how long you stay. Come home.
Population of Los Angeles is more than 66,000 people, and Los Angeles County is under more pressure than ever to help these people. And you know, these tiny little homes give people a real sense of independence and security, and it allows all people, especially women, to take a deep breath, regroup, and start living again instead of just surviving.
Patricito!
Give us another shot.
city that gave its citizens free money and what we can learn from it. There was a basic income trial in Stockton, California that concluded with the preliminary results are in. So what can we learn from this experiment? So for 125 people randomly selected to take part in the trial, it probably sounded too good to be true, $500 was paid into their accounts every month for 2 years, no strings attached. And the trial in question was the Stockton Economic Empowerment Demonstration, or known as SEED, a two-year basic income experiment in the California city of Stockton. And the scheme was conceived to confront two global issues that are especially acute in the city of 320,000 people in poverty and income inequity. So, you know, unkindly crowned America's most miserable city by Forbes magazine in 2011, Stockton has among the highest poverty rates in the United States. And with an estimated 2% of inhabitants living below the poverty line. And many people are of color. Stockton was more recently crowned America's most diverse city. So between those behind SEED wanted to prove that financial hardship results from a lack of cash, not character, and to challenge stereotypes about poor people that often stymie effects to introduce policy solutions to poverty. We needed something bold and innovative, a program that gets to the root cause of poverty. Lack of cash, SEED's director told Positive News that the project added was a chance to imagine a fairer society that treats people who are experiencing poverty with dignity. So those picked to receive the handouts rather than hand up, rather than hand out, were drawn from neighborhoods where household income levels were an average below the city. You know, the $3 million required to run the project was funded exclusively by philanthropy donors, and participants continued to receive existing benefits if they were entitled to them. So, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. So in February, the company SEED concluded the analysis for the first year has now been published. And it suggests that people on the guaranteed income found full-time work at more than twice the rate of non-recipients. And at the beginning of the trial, just 28% of the recipients had full-time jobs. A year later, that had risen to 40%. The control group saw just 5% increase. Participants also reported significant improvements in mental health, fatigue levels, and overall well-being compared to the control group. So this echoed the findings in a similar trial in Finland, which was focused to have significantly boosted well-being among participants. So, you know, it's really good to see that, you know, other countries are banding together to see what they can do to help one another, and it just takes a little bit of help, you know. Sometimes that one little boost to get a person out of poverty is all they need, is just a little helping hand. helping hand, buy him a meal, give him a positive thought, show some
famous, no matter how it goes. Your face on TV, your voice on radio. Whatever happened to cynical? Drinking JD, cause that's how they play it. Getting sponsors of something they cannot relate to. Fast cars and chasing the stars. Stop gazing at the night sky, you're perfect as you are. Happiness and a success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and a success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and a success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and a success can't be measured into ones. Well, parents gone and your home is where your heart was. No family beside you, no one to support you. What do you got that cannot be given? Your thoughts and your will, that's how to succeed, man. Make the best of the gift that was handed. Do it cause you like it, cause that's what it's about, man. Only yourself and yourself only can make you feel special, just like the stars above you. Happiness and a success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and a success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and a success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and a success can't be measured into one's will. you are right here with me. Forget about others and what makes them shining, and find your own thing, 'cause it's your life now. I'm a listen on Tim, yeah, I know all about it. And if I was well known, yeah, I hope I did something right then. If not, let's be unknown together and happy about what lies ahead, man. Happiness and our success can be measured into one's wealth. Happiness and our success can be measured into one's wealth. Happiness and our success can be measured into one's wealth. Happiness and our success can be measured into
choices. You can either be positive or negative, optimistic or pessimistic. I choose to be optimistic. And it's all a matter of perspective. Keep it going.
Spring is coming, why can't we smash the brave and the real? I fear of the world, and fear and gold. Hey, let's get down to the gym. Hey, let's take it and contemplate. Hey, to win the strong. When first comes the show, we'll never return. Incredible all the rain of light, not barbaric through the night. Through us with the fear and fright, never come home again. With this 6 months of cloud and no thunder has passed. Did I really read a map right? I feel it through what you mean. Is this a mutiny? Through moody changes, let's be me. And when first comes the show, we'll never return. Try to pull out the rain of light, not barbaric to the night. Through a grip that's fair and bright, never come home again.
Vikings. And you know, a lot of times we purposely misspell things to make it stand out. And it's really funny when I get a comment off the website where I'm being told that I misspelled the word aggression because there's two G's in it and the band spells it with one. So for those who want to be so politically correct, I'm sorry, but that song was called Vikings. All right, time for some caffeine.
We'll be right back.
here from Bonnie in Paradise. She would like to hear Red Pills. Here you go, Bonnie and Kenny. This is for you.
Bills to pay.
Special. You just got to find that little light of joy down inside and make it shine.
I don't care if you agree.
Why you stop and stare?
I don't care.
know, the country of Spain is flirting with an idea of work less, live more, a four-day work week with still receiving the same amount of pay. Sounds pretty good. Enjoy. In order to do more of what matters and what is meaningful and important to society. Spending more time with your children, the possibilities are endless.
Anyone dying, leaving you to burn my life. Weapons drift running through your head. You're not a mama, brother, even a wife. Go ahead and press the clown. You're in a circle of battling sheep. I see you talking to a friend of yours. What if I just were looking at me? Said, go!
Giving everybody more time to spend as they choose would greatly reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being, as well as mental and physical health. Working less would help us all move away from the current path of living to work, working to earn, and earning to consume. It would help us all to reflect on and appreciate the things that we truly value in life.
Get real!
Superstition intervenes as has begun to move. Remove the weapons from its flesh and stab it, giving wounds.
got cut off short. No effects, Mom's rules. Nothing is impossible in this world. If you just put your mind to it and maintain a positive attitude and go about things in the right way. We'll be right back.
perfect mind. Thank you for being sober, thank you for being a sweat. Thank you, reality, thank you for keeping track. Fuck you, I don't care. Go away, I don't care. You bet, I don't care about you. Fuck you, I don't care. Go away, I just don't care. You bet, I don't care about you. A friend, thank you for the wisdom of time. Thank you for your lack of passion for leaving the band. Thank you for getting married. Thank her for being a slut. Thank God for lack of morals, for me not to give a fuck. Fuck you, I don't care. No way, I just don't care. You bet, I don't care about you. Fuck you, I don't care. Just don't care about you.
Doesn't knock at your door, try building a door.
Like
spend more time and care for each other, like our parents, our children, friends, and our neighbors, and value, strengthen all the relationships that make life worthwhile. Let's build a stronger society.
Construction site, and there's nothing wrong with a local pizzeria. depression and epic diarrhea. I don't know what happened, I don't get the situation. I don't blame my decisions and other politicians. I got no experience to questions of life. This is all I know, I can't stop a riot.
My neighborhood, my neighborhood, going down in history like a long lost cause, yet misunderstood. Pocket change and wallet tight, tight. Never know who gets stabbed tonight. I got no money to spare. Yep, I got no place to be. No time to start living.
Well, the request line is really lit up this morning, and I've got a request for Bleed, UK Punk Degenerate. So here you go, Chris from Oakland.
Go!
For Bleed by John in JP in Los Angeles. Here you go, John.
We'll be right back.
judgment. Fear back, not dead and dead. We put sins on the dead. Forget the dead day we stand. With the uncertainty, we're gonna unlock your rage. With some dead and dead, we continue. Think about every show. We're the kids, we are you. Think what to do wrong. Think what was all down. When you just paid enough, then you're out the back for a dog.
for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Party or go home. Have a great day. Bye.